Good afternoon, Marufi from Rods and Antiques.
Hey, good afternoon, Maddie. It's Tom with RDI. How are you?
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you? How's everything with you? I was actually meant to
Excellent.
give you a call. Sorry, you called me, I think, yesterday, and we missed your call. My
Oh,
apologies.
yeah. No worries at all. No emergency. I just
No,
wanted to touch base.
we were switching our telephone line carrier, and we couldn't actually answer any of our calls because they were in the process to put a new cable in the building. Sorry about that, but I saw after that the missed call. I
Oh,
was meant to
like I said, no, yeah, no worries at all, Matty. I just wanted to reach out and see if there was any projects you might be working on. We did a pretty good buy this week. I have labs, naturals, good mix of finished jewelry too. If you have any potential customers or appointments coming up.
It's interesting because today I've been request 1 carat approximately round or radiant cut lab grown yellow diamond. Do you have any? And if you have, what is the pricing?
That's a good one. Unfortunately, I don't have anything that small with the labs.
Okay.
Yeah, especially colored stones. I just don't carry that at the moment. I started about typically about 2 carats on the loose diamonds.
Okay. And how much are those, the 2-carat one?
Like for example, I have a 208 lab radiant. This is a fancy yellow intense. That's a VX
Okay.
in clarity for $39.50.
39.50.
This is
Okay.
$39.50.
39.50, it's about like a $2,000, almost $2,000 a carat.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I
I've been
don't think
running with the
from what
customer,
I'm
but I
seeing,
don't know
yeah,
if
from what I'm
they
seeing, I don't think we own this stone. So this seems a bit high compared to all my other labs, buddy. So honestly, it's not really. This wouldn't be my niche by any means. It would be something that I probably have to source for you, depending on what you're looking for.
I don't sell lab grown diamond, but again, a client, an old client, walked and they want to actually gift it. That's why I asked me 1 carat fancy yellow. I said, you know what, it's not an item we will stock it, but I can ask. But thank you very much for letting me know. But I keep it in mind if anything happened, heading to the holiday season, maybe something will be coming for the request, then I can contact you and perhaps buying from you guys.
Sure, definitely. What's your inventory look like for the season? Are you looking for anything to stock at all?
Well, we are pretty good. We are, as a matter of fact, we are over inventory at this moment, because we didn't begin
Get
to
some of it,
begin
get some of
announce.
it bought, and then you could get more.
Yes. But overall, the reason why I'm saying we are overstocked because retail is a little bit slow, at least for us. And I thought we are going to have a better season, but generally it's a little bit slow. I don't know if it's an election year or what is going on. People, they don't spend. And also the gold price went up every day, People, they don't want to spend lots of money. But again, you never know. We just need one customer.
Right, that's it. Yeah, I'm hearing around the country, it seems like gold actually hasn't slowed down, at least from a buying perspective, especially with younger customers, because they don't know any different. They don't know what gold prices were 20 years ago. So it's like, going out shopping for a refrigerator, right? If you never bought one, you don't know any different, what the, for the prices that they are now. So
Absolutely.
hopefully that'll
So the thing is, we also buy every day, because we are as a like a pawnbroker. We are not practicing pawn, but I'm in the group of the pawnbroker in Southern California, because I have a license. And when they Google us, our name will come up in their system, and they come to sell their used gold, or pre-owned gold, but I've seen, market is shifting, But I'm very optimistic, Hopefully within the next 3 weeks, when the election is over, then we have a better opportunity to sell. Regular retail is better according to the news and data. But small businesses, you know, is different. I have a guy who has a retailer store in the shopping center, and they are doing okay, and they're doing good because they have clientele versus my shop. My shop is more like a boutique style, you know.
Okay, so a lot of your customers aren't necessarily walk-in. You're going to be there for a destination.
50% of them that are either referral or old client. Mm-hmm. 50% are walk-in customer. But again, we are in the area with the lots of tourists, and I usually get those tourists, you know.
Okay.
And especially because we offer extra services, you compared to my other competition and colleagues, sometimes I do better, you know, as far as closing the deal.
Oh, wonderful. What extra services do you offer?
We actually provide guaranteed on the merchandise if something happened to it or they're losing a stone. We will provide a label. They send it to us. We will replace it free.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
No, even because we do sell lots of watches too. We do the same thing with the watches. Every watches we sell, it comes with a 2 years warranty. You know, we will taking care of all the repair restoration if anything happens. You know.
Right. That's nice. So people have peace of mind if they walk out your shop and bought something, they can still, you know, if God forbid something happened to it, they can get it repaired.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be of any.
I just recently replaced three stone. They're not large, but again, from a client in Seattle. You know, they said, you know, it's missing. What should we do? I said, don't worry about it. We emailed them a label. They just put it in the FedEx. We fix it. We send it back to them. The thing is, the same customer send us a referral, and that's paid for everything.
Right, absolutely. Yep, that's great.
Hopefully
it'll start to pick up quite a bit here over the next couple of months with the holidays around.
Absolutely. I will be in touch with you, and I wish you the best. And if you have any other question, please feel free to call me.
Okay. Yeah, don't hesitate to call me as well, Matty. I'll be happy to help out on your next.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for your phone call.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.